scrip out of your rolls. Take your rolls off. Now I'd like to ask you to take your robes off. Take your judgment robes. Take your robes off. Alright? You don't have to believe any of this. You don't have to welcome any of this. You don't have to accept any of this. Some of this stuff is going to be hard to believe. Some of it's going to be startling. Some of it you may love. Some of it you may hate. But if you use it, you'll see that it works. There's so much I want to talk to you about that sometimes it's hard to decide between all the beautiful options that I have. Like, here's A Course in Miracles little zinger. If you are afraid to rely on your own strength, if you feel afraid that you are relying on your own strength, you're trusting in your own strength. If you're afraid, wherever you are afraid, you're trusting in your own strength. Well, isn't that what you're supposed to do? Aren't you supposed to trust in your own strength? Yeah, but trusting in your own strength is not trusting in your own strength. In the areas of your life where you don't feel afraid, it means somewhere in your mind, though not necessarily the place you recognize as yet, you have remembered God. Wherever you're not afraid, whether you know it or not, you remember love. You remember God. Got that? So that means you do have the power to let God's strength take the place of your weakness. All you have to do is transfer the same attitude you have in the area of your life that is working to the area of your life that is not working. Isn't that deep? Isn't that deep? So for just a couple of minutes, I like to say there's nothing to fear. I like to see if I can get this in my head. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. And since I shared with you that you didn't have to believe it, then you shouldn't have a problem saying it. Okay. So, I don't know about you, but sometimes it's hard for me to remember the truth. How about you? It's easy to remember. Then when something comes up, you already got it inside your mind, and all of a sudden it'll just come up, come up. There is nothing to fear. 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 I am useless. To that. If I tell you how innocent you are, you think about every guilty thing that you've ever done. Right?
Yeah.
So the guilty thought was hidden. Now get this now. The guilty thought was hidden until you heard the innocent thought. Since I said you're innocent, well, you don't know what I did prom night. I asked them to give them what I did from prom night in 11th grade. They canceled the whole prom the next year. What? Not even a prom! I went through 12 years and didn't get prom night. That's when I started seeking God. So most people have all these really holy reasons for seeking God. For me, it was prom night. So sometimes when I get around you all, I'm a little nervous because I feel so safe in your presence that I sometimes feel like expressing myself in ways I never have before. You know, you don't always know when somebody will like it and when it's going to frighten them or something, you know, because people will tell you they're with you no matter what until you do the no matter what. Oh, Lordy. All right. My love used to be so conditional that I wasn't even receiving any. My love was so conditional, love couldn't even get to me. I had so many rules for love. So today, I'm going to be jumping around in the book. So it's going to be sort of like being in a court rodeo. Some of y'all might fall off after 10 seconds. You can tell.
You can tell who's falling off.
Because it looks something like this. So it's my job not to step on you while you sleep. You know, that's what happens when you begin to wake up and you're around the parts of you that are still asleep. You have to take care of them in their sleep. Protect them in their sleep. I mean, to me, there's few things on earth that be more low down than to beat me up while I'm asleep. That's cold. You know what I'm saying? I'm laying there asleep and you walk up in the room and start beating the hell out of me. That's when I'm most vulnerable. It's when I'm asleep. That's why we're vulnerable. Because we're asleep. That's why you get the cramps and diarrhea. Cramps and diarrhea comes from feeling vulnerable because you're asleep. So when you're around somebody that's asleep and you love them, you protect them in their sleep. You remember who they are while they're having their dream. Because in the dream, they could be anybody. But you got to remember, it's Earl Purdy in the bed dreaming that he's Superman. You know, Earl Purdy gone. He is not Superman. And boy, is he using his X-ray vision. So. I didn't want X-ray vision for noble purpose. I tried to develop my psychic ability so I could peep in the shower from miles away. And it led to God. That's amazing. I thought I wanted to be a psychic peeping Tom and end up being a minister. So I'm going to tell you something that's going to be very depressing. It's going to be depressing because it's going to make you realize what you're doing to yourself because it sounds so good. And the minute you see it, then that's when it'll start to disappear because God has to use your eyes to look at your stuff because it doesn't exist to anybody but you. So if you don't look at it, there's nobody to see it. And if it can't be seen, it can't be dissolved. Now, the reason why you know it's your illusion and not mine is because until you tell me about what you're upset about, I don't even know it exists. And the fact that I don't know it exists until you tell me means it must only be in your mind and nobody else's. So everything that you are thinking and experiencing is in your mind and nobody else's. So it's that deep when you think about that. Because if it was real, then I would just see it anyway without you having to tell me about it. Mm. You know, so right now, so every time you're willing to look at what you're not happy about, that's when you're ready to let it go. Because it's not until you look at it that spirit can look at it, because spirit isn't looking at you in terms of having a problem. Spirit is looking at you in terms of being blessed. So the problem is in my mind, but it can be alleviated if I'm willing to look at it. Okay? That's deep. That's deep. So what we're going to do today, we're going to make a decision that there's a part of us that loves us and is going to guide us truly. All right? It's not going to lie to us. It's not going to deceive us. And suppose every time you felt joy, I felt joy. Now think about that. Suppose every time you felt joy, I felt joy. Well, if every time you felt joy, I felt joy, then I would want to guide you truly. I would want your stuff to be right. I would want you to receive everything you wanted automatically. As soon as I realized that every time you had an orgasm, I would have one.
Can you imagine how many you have a day?
This is a spiritual class for the naughty kids. This is God saving the naughty kids. All the naughty kids, they ain't done so much stuff that they're guilty about, they being spiritual. All of us just hoping for one last chance. I'm serious about my spiritual path, because I swear, boy, if there is a hell, I have a reserved seat. So I'm at the point that I'm committed. I'm committed to that there's only love for me. That's the only thing that exists out here for me is love. And every time I don't see it, it just means I'm making a mistake in the way I'm seeing things. So I'm going to give you the steps. I'm going to give you some steps. Everybody likes steps, don't they?
Yeah.
It's almost like you don't feel like you learned something. Somebody gave you some steps. Y'all think I was kind of ripping you off if you didn't get some steps in. You know, I leave out of here and be kicking. Where was our steps? Okay, so y'all got to have steps.
Yeah.
But you really don't need steps. We could just go right there today. All of us could leave all pain and sorrow behind today. All of us can go back to who we really are today, because all of us know we're more than our bodies. Deep down in our soul, we all know we're more than our bodies. And we won't have fun here until we remember that while we're here, so we can do what we came here to do.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Which was to show that it's possible to turn hell into heaven.
Yeah.
That's how tough we are.
Mm-hmm.
We were that gang that said, send me to hell, and we would turn it into heaven.
Yeah.
And then you was born after long labor. Now you're here saying, who am I? Because you got to pretend you don't know why you came, so you can take it seriously for a while. But now some of y'all, you reached the point that now you're ready to wake up again. The pain has reached the point where you're going, there's got to be a better way. And so I'm ready to do it now. I'm ready for something different. Right?
Right.
All right. So this is your love boot camp. So what we're going to do is I'm going to do the new beginning as much as I can of it. It's on page 625. Because all you need is a sentence of the course, just a sentence of the truth. That's all you need is one. The reason why I'm presenting a lot of ideas is because it increases the possibility that you might listen to one. The reason why I'm telling you a lot of different things is that maybe something that I say will click for you. And then your job, just picture the concept. Here they go. That's where the truth comes at you all the time. And just as a possibility, out of something that I say, you might hear, oh, I'm choosing what I experience. You got that one out of that? You didn't understand nothing else what I said, but you heard, I choose my experience. Mm-hmm. All right. That's the one idea you work to the exclusion of all the rest of them, and you just forget about the rest of them. Then you don't have nothing to be in conflict about when you're trying to apply the truth, because you're not trying to compare it to anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So once you make the decision, then abandon yourself to the decision. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then you won't be in conflict. All those truth concepts came to me. I grab one of them. Just one of them. I am innocent. And then for the rest of this week, I am innocent. I am innocent. I am innocent. I am innocent. I know it feels like I'm not, but I'm innocent. In other words, you take the one idea that moves you, and then you apply that one idea. And you don't compare that idea to a lot of other ideas, unless those ideas are supporting that idea. Then there's no conflict. It's impossible to be in conflict if you only have one purpose. Conflict comes from not making up your mind. And you still pretending like there are two things to choose between. There's only one, love. I can't see you, but you sure feel good. I was at an event not too long ago that was heaven. I was sitting on the sofa talking to somebody, and a beautiful woman walked up to me and asked me, could she kiss me, to see how thin lips feel against full lips. I swear to God, that happened to me. And I said, hell yeah. I recognize a gift from God. You think I'm crazy? If you sit at a party and a beautiful woman walks up to you and says to you, and I feel thin lips against full lips, and you don't know that they come from God, you're cup of tea, but I am the cup of tea for those I am the cup of tea of. And that's what I had to realize about life, the cup of tea or not the cup of tea.
That's right.
Do you want to be around the people that are your cup of tea?
Yeah,
me too. Would you like everybody that don't see you as their cup of tea to move on to another pot? Okay, that's called divine release. You go move on to another pot. Come on, okay. Move on to another pot. What one of that? Move on to another pot. If I'm not your cup of tea, move on to another pot. Now, how many times you heard that in a spiritual class? It might work. What might work may be something you've never thought of. That may be the condition of your solution. Is that it not be something you thought of? That's deep, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that divine release. That's good. I never heard that.
Oh, you hadn't heard that?
Huh.
That's what it feels sometimes when you have gas. So, I never know who's going to show up. I just know something's going to use my body for an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm always just as shocked when I'm up here what's going through me as anybody that's looking at me. I just hope I don't go to jail for what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Cool, Holy Spirit. I said to use my body, but I ain't got no bail money. Something you do, it might be all right in the innocent world of heaven.
Right.
But in this world, anything that you enjoy is a sin. That's the rule. If you enjoy it, something got to be wrong with it. That's the rule. You can't just feel completely good for just enjoying your physical self. You know? It's deep. I came here to experience something that I won't feel good about enough to do it in. I want everything the physical world has to offer, but then I won't love my own physical existence and my own physical being that everything's got to come through. So, you need specific methods for attaining your goals, don't you? But do you know that the speed by which you reach this depends on just one thing alone? The speed by which you reach your goal depends on just one. How fast you meet your goal depends on just one little bitty thing: your willingness to practice every step. You will get there as fast as you want to practice the every step to get there. Now, some people got depressed when I said that. Your willingness to practice didn't exactly thrill the house. The house didn't come down. When I said talk about, well, how fast am I going to get there? Well, as soon as you are willing to practice every step. But the truth is, I don't want to do nothing. I want my life to be happy and good and prosperous, but I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to correct myself. I don't want to fix myself. I don't want to try to lose weight. I don't want to exercise. I don't want to do nothing, and I want everything in my life to go great.
Amen.
Yeah. That's why I get depressed when they say, practice every step. I'm sick of steps. I feel like if I climb one more step, I puke. Here's another step. I'm sick of steps.
10 steps to happiness, the 10 steps to this, the 10 steps to planning, the 20 steps.
Seven.
The 7 steps to this. Of course, it says, well, every time you try, though, he says, it helps a little. It helps a little. Every time you do, I know you don't like to do the steps, but every time you do, it helps a little. And so together these steps are going to lead you away from all the stuff that's blowing your mind to the forgiving dreams, which is the stuff that you really want, and out of pain and out of joy.
Uh-huh.
Out of pain and out of fear. Okay, I'm going to try to experiment with y'all. I think I trust y'all enough. Now, I've been reading this for 8 years. So I want to read it to you the way I read it to myself.
Okay.
After all this time. Can I do that?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm kind of scared.
Don't be scared.
Let me see. Okay, the new beginning, that's the focus of our curriculum and what we're going to do right now. And we got to keep the goal clear. We got to make the goal clear because we need some specific methods for achieving our goal. Okay, and how fast we do it is going to depend on how willing we are to practice any of this. And every single time we practice any of this, it helps a little every time we do it. So every time you attempt to do something that you don't want to do, it helps you a little. And since all of us are going to do it together, then we're going to take each other out of pain and fear. We're going to take each other out of pain and fear because we're trying to practice these little steps that will take us beyond our sorrow and our pain.
Okay.
Cool. And we're sitting here together trying to do that.
Uh-huh.
And we have to be honest with each other, and it goes something like this. There's a part of you that don't want to do a damn thing to make your life better.
There's a part of you that just can't stand you.
Uh-huh.
But you gotta be positive about it. There's a part of you that just goes, my God, can a truck hit you or something? What are you just still doing? If you get work, there's nothing you do worse, nothing your plan come true, and your last mate got a restraining order against you. What you doing here?
I'm sad, I'm sick, I'm insecure, I'm depressed. The only thing I got going for me is my pretty eyes.
So
when all else fails, I give people the
eyes.
Yeah. And that's how you do that. I don't care what somebody getting ready to do to you. They run in the other direction. They can be ready to mug you and you go. Told me. Boy, this is more fun than sex. That's how I know I transcended. Okay.
Oh, well.
Yeah. when you want the truth more than you want the body, when you want your peace more than you want the body, boy, you on a whole nother, you on another level of consciousness. You know, you have a choice between the body and your peace.
But wasn't that cool about somebody just wanting to see his mind and full lips fell on it? Wasn't that just cool?
And then what happened next was even stranger than that.
About, they said, 3 or 4 minutes later, another beautiful goddess came up and said the same thing. And then said, well, somebody told me to come over here. somebody told me to come over here. And they felt so safe. Yeah, already just looking at me sitting over there, it felt so safe they could come over there and do it. See, that's what it's about. The safer people feel, the freer they will be. The safer people feel, the freer they will be with you. The safer people feel, the more they will reveal themselves to you. Let you see their love. Let them see the cool stuff. But they're not going to expose themselves to somebody who's going to attack them. That would be insane. So it's really insane that all of us are so closed up. We need to be closed up the way we treat each other. I don't need to be wide open to somebody that would hurt me. So what I'm saying is, the feelings that you have right now and the way you are right now and the way you're being right now, it is absolutely the right way for you to be right now in order for you to do your awakening.
Okay.
That there's no part of the awakening process that's out of step with the awakening process. So obviously, if you feel the way you feel right now, then feeling the way you feel right now has to obviously be a part of the process.
Yeah. That's
good news. Yeah. What is the discomfort around? I think I need to change myself to be all right. I think I need to change my... Now, people who need to change everything, y'all probably hate me right now. But it's time for us to stop changing. It's time for us to stop being who we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, well, see, a bunch of people thrilled about who they are. So, and if you don't love who you are, if you're not turned on by who you are, then it is not who you are.
Wow.
Because who you are will turn you on.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even have any choice because you set it up the way you were so smart. You said, when my real joy and happiness and bliss show up, I won't be even able to resist it. That was your edict, you know, when you created this reality. You know, it was you set it up to not lose. You can't lose. I don't care how hard you try, you can't lose. I don't have any pictures and reasons you could possibly show me why you could lose. I'm saying you can't lose. So I want you to feel safe enough to let me see who you are. I want to get past your representatives.
That's good.
The guardians of the gate.
Yeah.
The sentries. You might get to me when you pass Fluella. Who is Fluella? That's my representative. That's the one me and C on the first date. All right. Is he going out with Fluella and then you wonder why you have a sick relationship? So I'll say it again. When you are mad at yourself, when you are angry at yourself, it must not be yourself you are angry at, because you could never be angry at something as wonderful as yourself.
Wow.
You can't be mad at yourself. Yourself is too cool for you to be mad at. So there's no such thing as you ever feeling like, I'm so upset with myself. No, you're upset with your not self. My not self, isn't he so upset? That's what you do when you come home. How you doing, darling? My not self. That nasty and insane today. How do you know it's your not self? Because I'm so cool. If it was me, I'd just feel grateful. But if I'm mad at myself, I must be focusing on something that I'm not and calling on the witnesses to make me think it's there. So first I got to make up something about myself that's not true. Then I got to get my gang out there that'll make me feel like I am the thing that I just told myself is not true. I am not worthy. All the people who treat me like I'm not worthy will show up because they got to reinforce my lie, because this is a totally cooperative venture. You and a partner who argue all the time would have to be in total agreement that that's what y'all want to do, because it will only take one of you to stop it. The one who really wanted to. So that just means they love to argue. It'd be better if they just go.
Bam! Pastor Dylan, can we argue tonight? How long can you argue tonight?
I got to see Grey's Anatomy, so I can argue with you from 7:30 to 8. See, that's where conscience being bothered. What do you want to argue about? You know, that's what's because we're practicing free argument. Well, I get a chance to just argue and complain and bitch about anything I want to. It's anything I can say, the most, just the ugliest things that come up in the hidden part of my shadow self. I can say it to you, and you go, but 30 minutes to Grey's Anatomy. You always have to be honest when you're conscious.
That's right.
A conscious being is an honest being. But you know what's the most amazing thing about the two kisses on the couch? That's going to be the name of my book. The Two Kisses on the Couch by Earl Birdie. I didn't try to get them. Did you understand what I just said?
Yeah.
Back in the old man days, I would have been on them like white on rice.
You want to see what two full lips feel like? I got some more stuff you can see.
You know, I wouldn't have stopped at the lips. But before the night was over, I would have wanted the whole body to be the delicacy. But I didn't. I was just so satisfied in that moment with all the love that was happening that it just wasn't in me to get anything. I'm not explaining that. It's the weirdest thing. It was trippy. It was like my life was so full in that moment that nobody leaving or coming was going to take anything away from it. So I could enjoy everything that was happening. And so when in the minute I got that attitude, all the stuff I used to fantasize. Like one person told me, one young lady told me, just interesting conversation. Say, all
a man has to do, since y'all just don't understand us women, all a man has to do is just grab us and make out with us. What do you think of this about? Just get so great to hear. Better than don't use the stuff you hear. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm ready to please talk to me about something besides the stuff you usually talk about. That's all I ask of you. I'll do the same thing. Just please talk to me about something other than what you usually talk about, and we'll have a new conversation every time we meet. But I don't need to hear the same thing over and over again that I'm telling myself. Because then I'm just reinforcing it in my life and reinforcing it in your life, and we walk away from each other, taking each other down more than we were when we first met each other. But at least we won't be out by ourselves in our misery. And that's why you look for a mate who you know you don't know how to love. When you don't know how to love, you look for a mate because you don't want to be alone in your misery and you want somebody to share your misery with. And you know that's got to be true if what you've been is a miserable person. But I was really, I have to confess to y'all, I was deceptive at times. Sometimes I acted on the outside like I didn't feel on the inside. And I just got to tell y'all that. I would be with people and I would act like I was happier than I was, and I would act like I wasn't showing them anything real about who I really was. And then I kept wondering why I wasn't meeting any real people. I just love the fact that she felt free enough to say that, because
The one lady came to me and told me she felt like she was in a place that was very weird. That she just couldn't hardly get it. She thought she was like from another planet compared to how the people were at this party. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've all had that feeling. You know, you go somewhere and you feel like you went into the Twilight Zone, you know. And so for her, it was that way. But I felt really good that she felt safe enough to sit down next to me and tell me honestly what she was feeling. And I love the fact that I didn't feel defensive. It was like, ooh, I didn't feel defensive. That means I really believe it. I really believe it's okay because I don't feel defensive. See, if I feel defensive, it means I believe in what the other person is saying or doing. My defensiveness is actually me going into agreement with what they're saying. So whatever I'm defensive about, I believe.
Wow.
Whatever I revolt against, I believe. You know. So. Woo!
Yeah,
huh? Man, I don't know about you, but I'm hot. I got heat coming from all around my head, man. Nothing that you've heard me say is really new to you.
No.
That you pretty much heard, you know, you got to create it, it's up to you to do it. But the problem is that right now everything I said is just ideas. Mm-hmm. See, that's the problem. What you just heard me say today, they were just ideas, which means they're not rules of thought. The difference between having an idea and a rule of thought, that this is the thought that's ruling you. Having a thought rule you is different from having an idea. Having a thought rule you is different from having an idea. Right now, this truth subject sounds like ideas. We come together and listen to these ideas. But they're not rules of thought as yet. So we got to practice it for a while. And then they become the rules that you live by. But before what you're trying to learn can be a rule that you live by, you have to practice it for a while. So you can tell a rule you live by because they go by the alias habit. So if you have a habit, you have a ruling thought. So you say I have a lot of habits, you say I have a lot of ruling thoughts. You say I have a lot of bad habits, I have a lot of bad ruling thoughts. I know such thing as good or bad. But I know what a bad smell is. So I'm in a world that does seem like some bad and some good happen. So for me personally, then I'm just what I'm going to call it. How do you feel? I don't feel good. I feel bad. Don't say you feel bad, but I do. But that's going to make it happen. It's already happened. I'm just telling you something that's already occurred. I'm not telling you something I'm making happen. I'm telling you the way I already made myself feel. So I can tell you how I've already made myself feel, and that's not negative. That's just honest. You ask me. Then you're going to tell me how I should respond. Tell me if anybody else has done that to you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you how you should be acting.
Yeah, and I've done it to them.
What?
And I've done it to them.
You've done it to them? Mm-hmm. Has anybody else here done it?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to forgive each other, right? Because we all do the same thing.
Yeah.
If you haven't had a chance to sign, you're going to pass around. I feel better about telling y'all the things that I do that's not so loving when you tell me you've also done the same thing. When you don't tell me you've done the same thing, and I have a tendency to project on you since you're just staring at me as if I'm just being judged. You know, because it's not like it's like a whole lot of dialogue on the face sometimes. At the same time, if a person not saying what I understand, I feel the same thing you feel. So it just looks like from the person who's already feeling kind of guilty to even say it in the first place, they already sensitive because they're telling you something about something they don't feel good about. And then when you respond with silence, they just project on you that you're judging them, and all you had to do was say, I understand, I felt that too. And they would have just completely healed them.
So you're healed, brother. I just healed your ass.
You hear what?
You heard me say, I just healed your ass.
Right, because, you know, one must never say, if you say ass in church, girl, don't you know it will be, you won't be enough lightning to hold this place. We know that we got an ass-kicking God. God is walking up there like Darth Vader. You take him to a damn! Woo! You have sex with somebody else that's like, BAM! God is Darth Vader. What created us just can't wait to kill us. Hold our little lives in his hand as if by a thread, ready to break your life off at any moment. Why not today? I mean, tomorrow we could be saying, and she was at Earl Curtis class yesterday. God, Darth Vader, put me here black. In the South, Memphis, Tennessee, the Bell Buckle up South, put me here black in the South in 1950. I thought God hated me. I remember when I was a kid going, what the? And we were poor. When a call for love, bless his heart, alcoholic father who had lost everything, and by the time I was very bad, when my older brothers and sisters were young, they just had everything. By the time I was born, my father had been wiped out, and I'm sometimes doing my homework by a kerosene lamp. Oh. And it's black. In the South. I remember being about 10, 11 years old getting on the bus, and it said, colored in the back. Colored in the back. So then we had to go to the back of the bus. Can you imagine what that does to your self-esteem? And then I would pray to God. God, what's going on? What did I do? He said, well, down that you ask. That you can't. First of all, there is nothing that you've done. But you think you have, and so you set this up as your redemption plan. And your redemption plan, that you was going to go through enough suffering to be okay again, it tells you being black in the South. And so I'm the contract, I'll show it to you. That's the real Gmail. But you were a white slave owner in the past life, and you decided that you would be going black this time in order to see what it felt like on the other side to have your healing. The reason why the black people here seem to be so militant here in the 60s is because they're really white people who know what freedom feels like, and they ain't having none of that. The folks that suppress them is the black folk. Used to be the black folk trying to take revenge. So it's exactly reversed from what you think it is. I'm sorry I asked. So that's why you chose this experience, because you wanted to learn some lessons this way. But I want you to realize you didn't have to suffer any step of the way. The suffering is what you sentenced yourself to because you believe in guilt and sin. And since you believe in guilt and sin, then you feel like you have to punish yourself in order to have absolution. And so you choose people and situations and circumstances that you don't give yourself happiness through to give you the little butt whipping you think you need for being so bad so you can be okay again with God and everybody else. if you assign yourself to 10 days of intense spanking in the form of all kinds of crap that happened to you, then miraculously on the 10th day, you will say something like, oh, I got it. I don't have to suffer no more. So you always come to the revelation that you don't need to suffer after you finish your sentence.
That's right. Yeah.
So you can feel good about wherever you are because you've already paid for your crime by the time you say, I'm ready to stop now. I'm ready to change now. That's okay, but you couldn't get to the point that you said you were ready to change until you had taken yourself through what you thought you needed to go through to be okay again. So you've already paid your debt by the time you wake up to the fact you need to change. Damn, I hope somebody can say that back to me up on this tape player or something, because I don't know what I just said. Lord have mercy, but it was good, wasn't it? I don't remember either, do you? But we know it was good, though, right?
Yeah.
I know something like, you need to go to Earl's class. What'd he say? I don't know, but you just need to be there. Can't tell you one thing he ever said, but you better make that class. And then he's like, my class is about the same size. Thousands of people come through class, and even the people that come don't know what they're saying. I'm only saying one thing. You are innocent. 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 See, when I love you, I don't even care what you're upset about. All I know is you're a child of God. You don't deserve to be upset. So I just heal it right then. I'm not going to, it's not like it's something you can do you don't deserve healing for. So why should we evaluate it? What you're evaluating for is you think something that you're going through justifies your pain. Why don't you just dismiss all of it together by saying, I don't deserve pain in any form for any reason?
Yeah, that's good.
Uh-huh. Practice every little step.
Yeah.
Practice every little step. It helps every time you even attempt that. And since he's already told us we don't have to believe the ideas, then that gets rid of all the resistance to actually using them. Because the only thing that keeps us from practicing is we think we have to believe it. See, if it's the truth, you don't have to do anything. Because if it's the truth, that's the way it is whether you believe it or not. If it's the truth, that's the way it is if you believe it or not. If it's the truth, that's the way it is if you believe it or not. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. It doesn't matter anything to the truth, to the universe, to God, whether or not you believe anything. The universe doesn't care about whether or not you believe what you're being told. That's why you're free. But you set this up to win. 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 You set it up to win. You set it up to win. You set it up to win. I don't care what it looks like to you right now. You set it up to win. You set it up to win. You set it up to win. You set it up to win.
I want to thank you for letting me
be myself again. So, now this is the way I like to say there is nothing to fear. My own personal affirmation. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. There is 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 nothing to fear. Now, this is going to be tough for some of us, but at least some of us are doing it with me. Now, this is what I want you to do.
whether you believe it or not, don't you? But I ask you to claim this for yourself. I am innocent. Now, with your eyes closed, I'd like to ask you to do this for yourself. For everyone around you, even if you don't know them, you're going to say it like this. You are innocent. 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 You are innocent. 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 You are innocent, innocent, innocent. You are innocent, innocent.
Keep saying
innocent. You are innocent.
Even though I feel guilty about what I did yesterday,
innocent. You are.
Even though I have some shame for my childhood that I've been carrying for a long time,
you are innocent.
Even though I lost my temper and gave somebody the finger and trapped
me, you are innocent.
Even though I didn't come from the best background and I was abused as a child,
you are innocent. Innocent.
Even if I feel like I'm alone and that no one could ever love me,
innocent.
Even though I feel like I'm not really valuable or I'm not doing what I should be doing with my life, even though I'm so poor I can't pay attention,
you are innocent. You're innocent.
Like
innocent. Now, we are innocent. Innocent. Innocent.
Feeling.
We are innocent. Innocent. Innocent.
We
are innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent.
Wow.
Innocent.
Oh, yeah.
Are innocent.
Mm-hmm.
One more time, we are innocent, innocent, innocent.
Woo! That feels good. Whether you believe it or not, can that feel good? Whether you believe it or not, and what that may have done for you is it may have helped you get in touch maybe with some feeling of hidden guilt that you didn't know you felt, that how comfortable or uncomfortable you felt with that. Mm-hmm. Because that would have gotten you in touch with your own hidden guilt. And what's good about getting in touch with your own hidden anger or your own hidden guilt is that when you get in touch with it at a conscious level, there is no need to meet it in physical reality as an event or a relationship or a circumstance that hurts you. Physical events and circumstances that hurt you are coming from hidden, denied anger and guilt. So every time you tell the truth, you don't repress something that will later be used to attack you with. But if I tell you the truth about how I feel angry right now. Now, I'm not repressing that right now. I'm acknowledging that's how I feel right now. I'm not in denial about it. So I don't have to meet it out there in order to let me see that I must have some anger that I'm not owning up to. So it's much better to just tell yourself the truth about how you feel than to meet it in the form of some negative circumstance that you see happen in your life. But all you have to do is just admit you have it to be healed.
Wow.
Just admit you have it. Nobody said you had to figure out where it came from or figure out how to heal it. Now, just admit you have the feeling and it's no longer repressed to hurt you.
Cool.
And that's because I don't want you all to be hurt. But you acknowledge yourself for healing this. I want you to be beautiful. Can you give it up for everybody else? You heard this right, you should feel a little, just a little
weary.
Something, I'm kind of weary. That means you heard it. And now the ego is like... Because all of us have the ability to understand something that makes sense. Nobody has to teach you that. So when you hear something that makes sense, you go, that makes sense. Why didn't I think of that? The truth is obvious. So we are going to love our faith. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with me in our full-time ministry. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you for sharing with Unity Temple also.
Well, look who's here.
Hi. Isn't he the best?
Yeah.
And just pray that when he goes out to California next month, that they don't try to kidnap him like they always do. Okay, can't have that. He's ours. You're stuck with it, whether you like it or not.
This is heaven.
2 weeks from today, we're having another movie over at 1617 Vine. What Dreams May Come is the name of it. 2:30 in the afternoon. $5 includes the movie and light refreshments, so you won't want to miss that in 2 weeks. If you'd like one, raise your hand, I'll pass it around. The other thing, those of you who want a tax letter from the church, you're not going to get it automatically because there's too much work to do there, but I will make one up for those that want it, who would like to get a tax deduction for the monies that they've given Earl and the church during 2007. Please let me know who you are, and I'll have that ready for you in a week or so, all right? It will not come automatically, so I just wanted to let you know that. We have with about 100 people here from the course and another 100 from the church. That would keep me busy for a while, but I will get it for anybody that wants it. So raise your hand if you want the movie thing, and you can let me know afterwards if you want a tax letter for 2007.
Okay.
The bucket's going around, right?
Yeah.
Good.
I also got the notebook up front for the advanced mind training that I'm doing on creating the new on the third Saturday this month from 10 to 3. And it's for those who really want to go deeper, then we can do it in an hour, and I can really thoroughly cover concepts and how to do it. So that's going to be a limited enrollment. So if you'd like to do it, we have the notebook up front. It's $50 to sign up and pre-register and go ahead, guarantees your place in it. Okay. I know I want to make announcements. It's hard. You know. It's the 26th, January 26th, 10 to 3. I love having more time to really share, and that's what happens in those times. I'm not as rushed as I am in an hour, and we can really get down more. And so that's available for those who want to go deeper. Okay. I'd like to ask you right now to just for a second become really conscious of the people that are around you. These are people that look like they're really nice people. But there's something I got to say. These are all people that you have to forgive and they have to forgive you. You're all in this room together at the same time to release each other. And we're trying to make it easier this time by not knowing what any of us have done to each other. So that will make it so we could sit. So we could right now just say, and we can. And one of the rules of doing this is you have to be able to say it insincerely. Yes, insincerely. You must say this without any real feeling.
or belief. And you just say, I want the best for you. I want you to have all the happiness that you deserve on every level. Because we don't know what we thought we'd done to each other, but we're here to forgive each other right now. And we know we forgave each other because we laughed and played together. So again, we're being asked to do something that we've already done. And that's how you are always successful with God. You're never asked to do anything that you haven't already done, so it's impossible for you to fail. This is very holy. Tell them. Now, this is what you're going to say. It's going to test some of you, but we're going to see. It goes like this. The first word is, say, that you wouldn't normally do. Now when it comes back in, we're going to let's go now. Take your rock to the box now. Look at somebody and tell them. Take your rock to the box now. Say what? Take your rock to the box now. Point to somebody. Take your rock to the box now. And take your rock. Have a great week in the lab.